Do you love learning? Do you want to understand and appreciate the studiness of the Torah and Mishnayos? That's why you have to join me every day for a Mishnayos by Joey the Coffee Guy, Mishnah Yoimi. Welcome back to Mishnayos Tainis, Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah Dalet. V'chein ir sheyesh boi dever o mapolas. Similarly, a town in which there is a plague or a collapse of walls, basically that is a number of sturdy walls or buildings collapse for no apparent reason. The same law applies where strong winds or an earthquake causes death and destruction. According to Rambam Hilchos Taneis, Oisaha ir misana umisraas. That town fasts and blows the shofar. For an example, they observe the more severe type of fasts right away, because they are in immediate danger. And all of its surrounding towns fast but do not blow the shofar. They observe the less severe fasts in order to show sympathy and to pray for their neighbor's troubles. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, Masriyos v'lo mis'anos, the surrounding town blows the shofar, but do not fast. The Mishnah defines one of these calamities. Eizehi dever, what is considered a plague? Ir hamotzia chamesh me'ezragli, if a town has a population of 500 healthy men, literally it sends out 500 on foot. That's what it says in the notes over here. I don't know exactly what that means. Literally, it sends out 500 on foot. Okay, I guess I'll have to clarify that. V'yotzim amena shloisha meisim b'shloisha yomim ze achar ze harei ze dever. And three of these healthy men who are from the town died of natural causes on three consecutive days. One on each day, it is a plague. Pochos mikan ein ze dever. If less than this number died, it is not a plague. Only a steady pattern of healthy men. Atkan Mishnah Dalet.